Most of it is a conversation between Uddhav and Shri Krishna. Uddhav asks a very similar question. He says, Shri Krishna, please tell me that there's so many paths described, so many saints teaching so many different ways of being spiritual. Is there one true path? Is there one supreme path that everyone should follow? So Shri Krishna said, Kalena nashta pralaye vaniyam veda sangita mayadau brahmane prokta dharmo yasyam madatmakah. Uddhav, in the beginning I gave this knowledge of dharma to Brahma in the form of Vedas and Puranas. Shri Krishna himself, sitting in Brahma's heart, makes him just know Vedas and Puranas. Through his grace, Brahma gets the knowledge automatically. So he said, I gave that knowledge to Brahma of dharma. And what is dharma? Dharmo yasyam madatmakah. In one short phrase, he defines dharma. How a soul comes to me, that's dharma. So I gave that knowledge, but over the years, it gets interpreted and applied in different ways. So many different paths pop up. Dharma meke yashaschanye. Kamam satyam damam shamam anye vadanti swartham va aishwaryam tyag bhojanam kechid yagya tapodanam vratani niyamanyaman adyantavanta evaisham. He's telling that all of these paths, they're adyantavanta. The phal, the result they give, is temporary. Unless you add in one more thing. Adyantavanta evaisham dharmo karma vinirmita. Dukho darkastamo nishtha chudrananda shucharpita bhaktyahamekaya grahya shraddhayatma priya satam bhakti punati man nishtha swapakanapisambhavat. So he describes all of the different paths. And in the end he says, but I'm only grahya through bhakti. Grahya means to grab, to get him, to reach him. I'm only reachable through bhakti. So you see, there are several places in the Bhagavatam where although Bhagavatam acknowledges that there are many different paths, many different ways to be spiritual, but in order to reach God, there's only one means. That is bhakti. All other means will bring you towards God, but leave you part way. The only way to actually meet God is through bhakti. How is bhakti practiced? He goes on to tell Uddhav. Katham vinaro maharsham dravatava cetasa vina vinananda shrukalaya shuddhyed bhaktya vinashaya. He says, Uddhav, bhakti is not just a formality to be done with the physical body. Unless, while you're remembering me, the hairs on your neck don't stand up, you're not doing bhakti. Meaning, a thrill You feel an excitement. Vinananda shrukalaya. Unless tears come in your eyes, tears of excitement, of joy, or tears of longing to meet me, Shri Krishna says, then you don't have bhakti. Dravata va chetasa. Dravata means to melt. Unless your heart melts when you think of me. You know, when your heart, you feel like a warm, fuzzy feeling or a growing warmth that spreads. Unless you have that for Shri Krishna, he says, then there's no bhakti. This is a very important verse. Yesterday I explained the importance of smaran. That if you're doing kirtan but you're not thinking of Shri Krishna, then you're not really doing bhakti. In fact, he's noting down what you're thinking of, not the fact that you're chanting his name. If you're doing shravan, meaning the words are going in, but you're thinking about something else, then you're not really hearing anything. So smaran, having the mind in God, is prime. Everything else is a helper to help us keep our mind in God. This shloka I just explained to you is taking this idea further ahead, emphasizing that when we do devotion, no matter what type of devotion we're doing, there should be feeling in it. If we don't have the feeling, we should at least have the desire to have the feeling. That's the beginning. Maybe you're meditating on Shri Krishna, you're doing Rupa Dhyan, you're chanting his name and you're trying to do it with feeling and you feel nothing. But you at least feel that you should be feeling something. Then you've begun. You are really doing bhakti if you just have that understanding. One time in the satsang of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji, there was a devotee who was like this. He always heard Mahaprabhuji say, Nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam gadgadrudhaya gira pulakair nichitam vapuh kada tavanam grahane bhavishyati. Oh Shri Krishna, when will that time come when, while chanting your name, tears will come from my eyes? My throat will choke with loving emotions for you. My body will feel a thrill, my hairs will stand on end. When will that day come? When will that day come when the whole world will seem empty without you? And tears will flow continuously from my eyes as I long for your vision. So he has heard Mahaprabhuji repeating this over and over in the satsang, and yet tears are still not coming. Many of you are probably lucky enough to have tears as soon as you sit and you just think of Shri Krishna or you think of Guruji. Tears come. Not everybody is that lucky. Some people do devotion for years and they feel this heart is so hard. It hasn't melted yet. Tears still don't come. But they're sincere and they keep trying. Shri Krishna is also gracing them. His heart is melting for them. He sees their sincerity and their effort, and one day their heart will melt. So there was one devotee like this in Mahaprabhuji's satsang. No matter how hard he tried, tears would not come. So one day he was fed up. He got some hot pepper and he got some of the oil on his fingers and he put it like you would put kajal under your eyes. And he went and sat in the kirtan and the tears were pouring from his eyes. And another devotee who was there in the satsang, he observed this behavior of him And he went and told Mahaprabhuji. He brought that devotee and he said, I saw him, he's faking the tears. He put the oil and that's causing his eyes to run. So Mahaprabhuji asked that devotee, is it true? He said, yes. And he explained that my heart is so hard. No matter, for years I've been trying, tears won't come. I'm so fed up. Mahaprabhuji embraced that devotee, seeing the simplicity of his heart and the sincerity of his desire, his devotional desire. And he scolded the other devotee, saying that you're supposed to be sitting, doing devotion to Shri Krishna. Instead, you're observing who's doing what, who's putting hot pepper oil in their eyes. You should be as sincere as this devotee. So Shri Krishna is making this point in the Bhagavatam. Devotion has to be more than a formality. It's not a physical job to be done. Every day I do this, 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 this. That's how we do our duties, our jobs in the world. Something we have to do. Devotion is a natural, loving remembrance. He is mine. Shri Krishna is mine. So I just want to think of him. I want to long for him. I want to chant his name. True bhakti is this kind of selfless love that comes from inside. Then whatever physical devotion we do, it's only to enhance that inner love, or to help us develop that inner love. Japa tapa niyama yoga nija dharma shruti sambhava nana shubha karma. Tulsidas ji is saying the same thing. Jnana dayadam tirath majjana jahan lagi dharma kahe shruti sajjana. Agam nigam puranayaneka padhe sune kar phal prabhu eka tav pad pankaj priti nirantar sab sadhan kar yah phal sundar. All the forms of devotion have only one goal, to develop love for the lotus feet of the Lord. That's it, love. Tava pada pankaj priti nirantar. True love is continuous. Bhakti is a state of mind. It's an attachment of the mind where love for Shri Krishna stays in your heart all the time. When you love someone in this world, do you love them in certain time zones only? Like, okay, at this time I sit and do devotion. So let's say you love your son or you love your daughter. So from 8 till 9 a.m., I'm going to sit and think loving thoughts of my son. And then again before bed, I'm going to do that, like a regulated time. And then the rest of the day, I forget about him totally. People would laugh, right? If you explain that's how you love your family. They would say, no, no, love is just a natural thing. It stays in your mind all the time. You just feel related, like he's my son. He's mine. So he's in your heart all the time. That's bhakti. Now, since we don't have that deep natural connection to Shri Krishna automatically, so we have to set aside time. We have to say from 8 till 9 a.m. or from 5 till 6 a.m. or whatever your timing is, I'm going to sit and think loving thoughts of Shri Krishna. We have to do that. And then again before bed, from 9 till 10, I'm going to sit and think of Shri Krishna. We have to set aside those timings. But that doesn't mean that now the rest of the day, okay, I'm done. Like I did my sadhana, I thought of Him, now let me just submerge my mind in worldly thoughts the rest of the day. That's not bhakti. Bhakti is not a formality that, okay, I did it. I did my arti and my puja and now I'm done. True bhakti has to remain in the heart. Nirantara. Unbroken. All the time. When Sutji said, bhakti is the supreme dharma, he then defined some of the important characteristics of bhakti. He said, ahaituki, it must be selfless. Hetu means a reason. Whenever I pray to God, He fulfills my wishes. That's a reason. So I love Him because He gives me what I want. That's not ahaituki bhakti. The bhakti of the Bhagavatam is selfless. Don't ask Him for anything. He's yours. Just love Him with no demand. Love for the sake of love. Love for the sake of seva, with a desire to please Him. This is the bhakti of the Bhagavatam. So, ahaituki and apratihata. Unbroken. Because it's a natural love that stays in your mind, so why would you forget Him? Tadvismarane paramabhyakulateti. Naradji, in his Narad Bhakti Darshan, he defined bhakti as, if you really have bhakti, then if you forget Shri Krishna, even by accident, even for a second, then you feel a restlessness. Like if someone is holding their hand over your mouth and you can't breathe, how restless are you to get that next breath? You feel that kind of restlessness if you forget Shri Krishna. Then you know you have bhakti. So the Bhagavatam is very important because it clarifies these points about bhakti. It defines what is true bhakti. It tells us what are the characteristics of true bhakti. So what I'd like to do now is lead you in a short Rup Dhyan, guided meditation. And after that, we'll do a little bit of kirtan. Then we'll discuss a little more of the theory of the Bhagavatam. So let's put into practice what we just learned about how devotion is to be done according to the Bhagavatam. Go ahead and close your eyes. As Shri Krishna said, we have to long for Him. We have to feel something in our heart when we think of Him. A thrill in our body, a melting of the heart. Tears welling in the eyes because of our sincere desire to meet Him. There are two ways to do Rup Dhyan. Rup means the form and Dhyan means to meditate. So we're going to meditate on the form of Shri Krishna. The expansion of Shri Krishna is His own divine abode. He Himself has become divine Vrindavan, divine Golok. He Himself has become the sky, the earth, the wind, the river, the fragrance of the flowers, the sun, the moon. So meditating on His divine abode and meditating on Him is one and the same thing. You get the same benefit. The two ways of practicing Rup Dhyan are either through feelings of Milan or feelings of Viraha. Milan means meeting. It means in our Rup Dhyan, we visualize meeting with Shri Krishna. And the other way is through feelings of Viraha. Viraha is that fire in the heart, the heat of separation you feel when you desire to meet Shri Krishna, but you haven't met him, you can't see him, but you want to see him. This is viraha. So let's see ourselves in the divine abode of Shri Krishna, and we're waiting for him. You're sitting in his divine abode. You can't see him, but you know he's around. You wish to meet him. In fact, you've wanted to meet him for a long time. For as long as you can remember, and even before that. The only desire of a soul is to meet his divine beloved Shri Krishna. The Atma only has one desire, to meet with Paramatma. That's why the love of this world has never fully satisfied us. Because only Shri Krishna's love can make our soul feel whole and complete. So forever we've been seeking that perfect love, perfect happiness. But we've been seeking it in the world. Now we have to seek it from our true divine friend, companion, and beloved, Shri Krishna. Feel the longing in your heart. What is that like to have been separated from him forever? It's your only true desire to meet him, and yet, since eternity, you've been separate from him. Since eternity, you've been wandering in this world, looking to the faces of all the people in this world, trying to find that happiness, and forgetting about your true divine friend, Shri Krishna. Now turn your heart towards him. Feel a sense of repentance that he has been waiting for me with open arms forever. He's been looking towards me with loving eyes, waiting to embrace me forever, and I have been ignoring him. Feel in your heart that despite our lack of gratitude, despite our ignoring him, he has never turned away from us. He has never lost hope in us, and he has been waiting for us. Now long for him in your heart. Ask him forgiveness for having forgotten about him. Ask him forgiveness for having always sought happiness in the world and ignored his grace. Ask forgiveness for having ignored his teachings and the teachings of his saints who came to this world and told us, you're a soul. Your only true happiness is Krishna. They taught us that the same Shri Krishna resides in the heart of every living being. So don't have bad feelings for anyone. even a so-called bad person, we also ignored that teaching. And we spent so much time criticizing others and dwelling upon the faults of others. We should truly feel. And if we truly feel that, tears may come, tears of repentance. Use this feeling. Grow this feeling. And transform it into an intense longing now to meet Shri Krishna. Ask Him not only for His forgiveness, but ask Him to come to you. Why would He not come to you? He's yours and He's been waiting for you forever. He will definitely come if you ask Him wholeheartedly, sincerely. Try to make Him come with your true devotion in your heart. He can't resist. He can't stay away if someone truly surrenders to Him and truly longs to meet Him. Now, with this desire in your heart, we're going to start to do some kirtan. We're going to sing Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. In this kirtan, we are calling Shri Krishna to come to us. So from the bottom of your heart, ask Him to come. Compel Him to come with your sincere longing. And chant His name, call His name with real feelings of viraha. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.